Hi everyone, and welcome to the Pete Takos podcast. George Eliot said, "It is never too late to be what you might have been." I'm Pete, and each podcast I dive deep into conversation with my inspiring handpicked guest. Nothing is off limits. I dig deep and talk about everything that makes them who they are to try and help you be inspired and motivated to unlock your own inner uniqueness and help you become what you might have been. Hi everyone, and welcome to another 5 Minute Monday, my favourite part of the week. I love doing these. Just want to remind you too that I've got my full podcast, Masters of Change, which you can find on iTunes or at the website petetakos.com, where I talk to interesting people and people that have made changes in their lives. So it relates beautifully to the 5 Minute Monday. This week, I want to talk to you more about controlling your narrative. So you should be thinking, I guess, of your life, you know, your life is a story and you're the main character. It really begins when you're born, and it's happening now, and it ends when your time here is up. So your early years really are dictated by your parents and your surroundings and your school life and you know, things that happen to you, I guess. Eventually, though, I suppose it becomes time for you to actually take the reins of your life, and you know, you might not be ready for it, but that's what, you know, finding the highest goal is all about. It's about you making your own decisions and taking responsibility for your life and your narrative. And it's pretty scary. Half the time we don't know what we're doing and why, and we'd rather not think about it. We don't really want to take the risk, and it's too much, I guess, concern and energy required to make a change and take a risk. But, you know, unless we take charge, the results in life are going to be more dictated by others than ourselves. So, we could then, find ourselves in a situation where we really do fall short of our ideal vision of a life, of a great life that perhaps we thought about when we were younger. So it's time to do something about it. It's time to be more productive. We don't want to just let things happen to us and get in that mindset of we just complain and wonder what could have been. If only we were the lucky ones. We need to rise above excuses and really become the author of your own life story. You know, it's all about dreaming up possibilities thinking of how we can turn them into reality. So we've got to take control of our narrative, and we've got to turn our life into having the life, the one that we want. Here's some possible steps on how to do that. Firstly, recognize that it's possible to control your own narrative. Everyone can dictate their own path if they care enough about it. So you just got to care about it and stop flying by the seat of your pants. Stop just coasting through life and letting it just happen based on what others want for you. It's your life. You need to lead it. Number two, believe that you're capable of becoming someone who can control their own narrative. If you don't believe that, then it's going to be very hard to go that next step. We can't really keep coming up with excuses all the time. We know everyone can't have everything, but we need to realize that we can become someone who figures out what they want in their life and then take intentional action. Three, self-reflect. It's time to craft your vision for your narrative. So you've got to answer questions like, what do I want out of life? How do I want my story to play out? Get a piece of paper or open your notes on your phone, anything that you can to write it down, especially at times when you're just sitting there on a train or a bus or, sitting at home and something comes to mind. Don't overthink it, but if it comes, just brainstorm. Write it down. Once you've got a solid list of ideas, you can prioritize those and work out what's most important to you. And then your narrative really is starting to take shape. Four, dive deeper. Your list of wants will probably be pretty high level at this point, but it's time to get into the nitty gritty of it. Elaborate on each item. Get specific. What do I want? How do I go about getting it? This stage will probably require a lot of research, on what your wants are, but it's time to get a little bit more detail and a little bit more clear understanding of what your wants actually are. And finally, number five, you've got to take action. This exercise, it's meaningless unless you take tangible action towards what you want. So it's about taking control of your narrative. You know, think about daily habits that put you in a place to do this. It might only be little small steps, but look at these goals every day that you're writing down. And the most important thing is that you feel like you're moving forward in some way. Anyway, if you work on that every single day, then over time, that forward direction and momentum gets bigger and stronger and get you to where you need to be. Alrighty, that's another 5 minute Monday. I think I might have gone overboard a little bit, but I hope that just excites you a little bit and gets you thinking and helps you getting in the right mindset to having another great week. Bye for now and take care.